Blackstone Audio presents Rounding the Mark by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. Chapter 1. Stinking, treacherous night. Thrashing and turning, twisting and drifting off 1 minute, jolting awake and then lying back down. And it wasn't from having scarfed down too much octopus a strassinasali or sardines a beccafico the evening before. No, he didn't even have that satisfaction. The evening before, his stomach had twisted up so tight that not even a blade of grass could have slipped through. It had all started when dark thoughts assailed him after he'd seen a story on the national evening news. When it rains, it pours. Alanigatu, petri di incodru. Or rocks on a drowned man's back, as Sicilians call an unrelenting string of bad breaks that drag a poor stiff down. And since he'd been desperately flailing in storm-tossed seas for a few months now, feeling at times like he'd already drowned, that news had been like a big rock thrown right at him, at his head, in fact, knocking him out and finishing off what feeble strength he had left. With an air of utter indifference, the anchorwoman had announced, in reference to the police raid of the Diaz school during the G8 meetings in Genoa, that the public prosecutor's office of that city had concluded that the two Molotov cocktails found inside the school had been planted there by the policemen themselves to justify the raid. This finding, continued the anchorwoman, came after the discovery that an officer who claimed to have been the victim of an attempted stabbing by an anti-globalist during the same raid had, in fact, been lying. The cut in his uniform turned out to have been made by the policeman himself, to show just how dangerous these kids were, and it was now emerging that the only thing these young people were doing at the Diaz school was sleeping peacefully.